You're listening to In Other News on KNBA 90.3 FM, bringing you news and views from the teen perspective, the stuff we care about straight from our mouths. In Other News is a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute.
Hello, we'll be your hosts for today. I'm Sam Burnett.
And I'm Marina Filipenko. Hello and welcome to In Other News.
We're student producers at the Alaska Teen Media Institute. Some of what you may be hearing today was recorded earlier this month in the Wilda Marston Theater at the Lou Sack Library. Hope you enjoy.
As some of you may know, we ran a successful Kickstarter campaign this past month. We got a great deal of support from Yancey Strickler, the CEO of Kickstarter, backing our campaign, and Channel 11 News featured us twice.
As of now, our Kickstarter has officially ended. $4,250, which way exceeded our goal of $3,000. This means that we reached two of our stretch goals, the first of which is to have a party. It'll be a pizza-slash-listening party and will happen on Friday, October 3rd from 5 to 7 p.m. We also reached our $4,000 goal of soundproofing our recording studio. That way we don't have to wait for airplanes to pass every time we record.
Well, enough about Kickstarter. Let's start the show.
We've got a few new things in the mix for today.
We have some stories, poetry, music, and interviews lined up all within our theme.
Making it work. How people struggle to make their things, their relationships, and their lives work.
First up, we have a story about a local organization in Anchorage that shows everyday people how to make things work.
AtMe's Connor Crowley and I went to Off the Chain, a bike co-op in town. We went for a tune-up and an opportunity to learn more about the nonprofit.
Off the Chain Bicycle Collective is a nonprofit bike co-op in Midtown Anchorage. A place where you can buy, build, and learn to fix your bike for little cost.
We are open to the public, and we're hopefully serving the public.
A couple days ago, Connor and I went to Off the Chain with my bike, which desperately needed a tune-up.
And what that does is it brings the tube away from the rim, and it keeps us from pinching the tube.
Off the Chain provides anyone who walks in with an opportunity to learn.
Run by donations and volunteers, this bike co-op allows for a cheap and productive alternative to a traditional bike shop.
The co-op is set up so volunteers earn store credit for every hour they work.
Use your hours for parts, shop time, or up to $50 towards a bike that we have for sale.
What's most important to keep this machine running?
Member commitment, volunteer commitment.
With bikes, parts, and a wealth of experience, Off the Chain gives anybody the opportunity to take a broken bike and make it work.
With the Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Connor Crowley.
And I'm Sam Burnett.
Thanks, Sam and Connor. Seems like a really good chance for anybody to learn how to make their bike work.
Yeah, it's a super cool organization. The entire tune-up only costs $6. Next, we have a few songs from DJ Kendall Stormo.
Thanks, Sam. In this block, you'll hear Could You Be Loved by Bob Marley, Stronger Than Ever by Riley Ritchie and the Internet, and Retrograde by James Blake.
Oh, hate me when I'm gone. I'll make it worth your while when I'm successful. But when I'm here, I need your kindness, cause the climb is always stressful. Clumsily gas myself by thinking I'll be better off alone. I leave my peace in pieces all around the decent people back at home. Cause I'm a big boy and I don't know, well nearly. If I pull the wool back from my eyes, I can see clearly. The world is at my feet and I am standing on the ceiling. Oh. And I fall, fall, fall when it all comes down. And I won't be crushed by the weight of this town. I fall from the sky, but I won't fall forever. I fall, but when I rise, I'll be stronger than ever. Official man, delusions grand, now I'm a free agent. I'm here to make a stand for causes I don't understand and make a statement. I fall short on knowledge, I don't even watch the news. Can't be arsed with college, it's nothing but a human zoo. Cause I'm a big boy and I don't know, well nearly. If I pull the wool back from my eyes, I can see clearly. The world is at my feet and I am standing on the ceiling. Whoa. And I fall, fall, fall when it all comes down. And I won't be crushed by the weight of this town. I fall from the sky, but I won't fall forever. I fall, but when I rise, I'll be stronger than ever. I'm not defeated, I believe that I can turn this ship around. Destroy the status quo until I know I've found a common ground. I'm not alone, I'm just focused in my zone. This is easy. I'm fine, I just need time to turn this into home. I'm good, believe me. Believe me when I say I'm gonna be big explosions. Crack through thunderous mountaintops, exploding mines. Volcanoes pop and blow. I'm not alone, I'm not alone. Who am I kidding? I'm sad, no ideas coming. It's driving me mad and I'm frightened. It's turning me bad, I'm loaded. Rage is taking me over. I just wanna be home with all my friends and family. Mom and dad is closing in on me. I need recovery, coming home. I'm coming home and I need closure. I need closure. I'm a big boy and I don't know, well nearly. If I pull the wool back from my eyes, I can see clearly. The world is at my feet and I am standing on the ceiling. Whoa. And I fall, fall, fall when it all comes down. And I won't be crushed by the weight of this town. I fall from the sky, but I won't fall forever. I fall, but when I rise, I'll be strong.
Be the girl you love. So show me why you're strong. Ignore everybody else. We're alone now. Suddenly I'm hidden. It's the darkness of the dawn. And your friends are gone. And your friends won't come. So show me where you fit. So show me where you fit. I'll wait. So show me why you're strong. Ignore everybody else. We're alone now.
You just heard Retrograde by James Blake, and before that, Stronger Than Ever by Rally Ritchie and the Internet, and Could You Be Loved by Bob Marley. That's all for now. I'll be back in a bit with more music. Back to you, Sam.
Thanks, Kendall. You're listening to In Other News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage. In this next segment, we're going to look at making it work in a little bit of a bigger sense. Who is it that helps to make our community work? The members of our town or neighborhood that work to make our community a safer and more functional place.
We're talking about community councils.
We'll be providing you with a little bit of a different perspective.
The teen perspective. What is a teenager's role on a community council? Do they even have a role? These questions were brought up at a recent Anchorage Assembly meeting. Alaska Teen Media's Chloe Chobel did some reporting.
There are ways in which youth are connected to the community where adults might not necessarily see a strong connection. Ombudsman Daryl Hess says youth have different perspectives on many issues, but just because those perspectives are different doesn't mean they're any less important. For example, there's housing. When you think of housing, you don't associate those issues with 16-year-olds. But as teenagers are graduating high school and moving out, they need to find a new place to live. And what if there isn't a lot of housing available? This is just one of the many examples of how youth can be directly affected by issues in the community. Hess says this is a reason why youth opinions need to be part of the discussion. As Anchorage's municipal ombudsman, Hess investigates complaints regarding the municipality and the school district. At a YWCA social justice meeting last October, a young student made a comment that Hess couldn't ignore.
You older people in the community, you build buildings, you build new parks, you build roads, and you know that we and our children and grandchildren will be paying for and we'll be using, you know, for the next 20 or 30 or 40 years. But you never ask us what we think, and that really resonated with me.
On February 11th of this year, the Anchorage Assembly discussed whether youth ages 16 and 17 should be voting members on community councils.
This item is before us for public testimony. Anyone to testify? Anyone at all?
I'm not so sure about the 16-year-olds voting. There were some members that expressed some concerns and opposition. It's probably why we did not get a unanimous vote on a resolution.
Mr. Train, if indeed you were to postpone this indefinitely and not take this up at all, I think that our community council will still try to find ways to get more of the youth involved with us.
Why do we have any limitations, 18, 21, for anything else, if we're going to just keep lowering it? There's a reason. They're still children. Because until they're required to pay their fair share when they vote for something, and so they can feel the impact of what they voted for, no.
These people are not yet taxpayers in our community.
Until they can pay for what they vote for, no. I'm against it. It's ridiculous.
There may be some issues that would really benefit by having them vote.
We really recognize the importance of the inclusion of youth 16 to 17-year-olds as community council members.
They are fully capable of understanding the nuances and complicated issues.
The fact is that we as mature, supposedly adults, gives us a chance to mentor those students.
First place is to give them all that right. Second place would be to give the option. So thank you.
I would just encourage you to think of, you know, if you were placed in that position to be able to make a decision, it's a truly empowering opportunity.
As heard, some community councils were absolutely against having youth voting members. Others refused to have youth as voting members, but wanted youth involvement in their councils. And still, others were advocates for youth. The assembly was in need of a solution.
Ms. Dombowski.
Thank you, Mr. Shaw.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm trying to strike a balance, and I'm so glad Mr. Trainee brought up self-determination, because that's exactly what I intend to bring forward, is an amendment that would change the age to 18, but it would allow for each individual council, if they wanted to bring their age down to 16, to 16.
Perhaps the good compromise is those councils who feel comfortable with bylaws and code allowing it, and each council can decide for themselves what they want to do, I think would probably be appropriate.
I think basically having it at the local level, as such as we are, allowing the opportunity for the community councils to make that self-determination is probably the best answer at this point. Thank you.
You know, some would have wanted me to take a hard line at 18, where others felt self-determination within the council was really what we should strive for. It was interesting to see my council's perception, because they said, if again our goal is for maximum self-determination of community councils, why don't you let every council decide?
You know, I've been to community councils where I wouldn't want a 16-year-old to hear and see what goes on there. But giving folks an opportunity to get comfortable with it and to help mentor kids, to help make them good citizens, I just think it's good exposure.
Ms. Bree Jackson.
Another time I would have been supportive of this compromise, but I really can't this evening. And so, in good conscience, although it's a good compromise, I just can't support it this evening. But again, thank you for bringing it forward.
Mr. Trainee.
Well, Amy, we agreed on at least one of them. Half ain't bad. Well, I'm not going to vote with Amy. Thanks for bringing it forward, ma'am.
I have no one else in the queue. Please vote on the amendment. Mr. Steele.
Yeah, I think this is a good compromise.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Ms. Johnston?
Yes.
That motion carries 8-3.
Hess says that although the meeting didn't live up to what the youth advocates wanted, Amy Dombowski's amendment to let individual community councils make the decision on membership age was actually a victory.
It's a foot in the door. You got the door cracked open. And rather than looking at it as the glass that's half empty, it's the glass that's half full. And like I said, people are going to see, well, hell didn't freeze over. So, you know, maybe other councils will reconsider it in the future. And I think that will happen.
Because the vocal opposition to youth as voting members was so high, the amendment actually saved 16 and 17-year-olds from being completely excluded from the conversation. While the debate on youth voting membership on community councils is a recent topic, Alaska has had strong youth leadership for many years. Becky Judd is fiercely dedicated to providing youth with opportunities in the community. She has been working with teens in Alaska for over 30 years and is a strong advocate for youth voices on boards, community councils, and coalitions.
Back in the 80s and 90s, there were very few organizations that would consider having a youth on their board. One of the earliest was, of course, Anchorage's Youth Court. And half of their board is youth, and it was put into the bylaws that was the case.
Currently in Anchorage, there is one main representative from the Student Advisory Board in the Anchorage School District who is regularly seen by the school board. Her name is Tasha Boyer.
We have our regular update from Tasha Boyer on the activities of the Student Advisory Board. So if I could ask Tasha to come forward.
Thank you, Superintendent Graff. We had our joint Student Advisory Board meeting with the Mat-Su School District on February 13th. What we were able to do is discuss with the Mat-Su Student Advisory Board a lot of the issues that face both of our districts. So I'm just going to list off some of the discussion questions. How can we tackle budget issues afflicting the districts? What kind of new curriculum is being added to your district and how?
Tasha regularly updates the school board during their meetings, which is how members such as school board president Eric Croft stays in touch with the concerns of the students.
We have a really active and good, smart student advisory board, but I don't think we hear enough from kids, and the decisions we make affect a lot of people, but they affect kids most directly. So we should hear more, and partly that's our fault. That is, we should work harder to find ways for kids to tell us their opinions, but partly that's on kids out there to, you know, do the effort to make their opinions known.
Croft says the student advisory process is very important for having a well-functioning school board. However, there are some controversial problems attached to having youth voting members on the school board or on Anchorage councils.
Those kind of issues, what comes up is, well, you can't vote, so if a student can't vote in an election, how could they have kind of more power than a voter, which is sitting on a board deciding a budget or firing a superintendent?
Huss says that at the assembly meeting in February, the topic that seemed to concern people the most was the voting issue.
There was a concern that you might have, you know, a horde of 16 or 17-year-olds come and join a council that's going to be commenting, offering advice to the assembly on a proposal for a new liquor store, our new nightclub in the community, with the anticipation, well, we'll be able to drink in, you know, a few years.
Many councils felt there was a problem with youth as voting members because legally, 16-year-olds can't enter into binding contracts. Bob Off, a member of the Spinard Community Council, says Spinard's reasoning for keeping the membership at 18 and up has been because the council deals with land and liquor issues. But Hess points out that community councils are asked to advise on issues. They have no regulatory powers.
16 and 17-year-olds can legally vote on those issues in a community council meeting because community councils are strictly advisory.
Community councils can make recommendations, but actual decision-making power resides with the Anchorage Assembly and other governing bodies. Judd says this all seems really complicated, but it isn't.
Could a young person still give an advisory vote? Yes. I know this because I've run boards before. I've been on commissions, and so I've had to look at this.
Off says the Spinard Community Council could be open to 16 and 17-year-old members, even though they did not take advantage of that opportunity in their May meeting.
As far as our council was concerned, there wasn't a need to change the rule because nobody had asked to change the rule. To my knowledge, nobody had said, I think it's unfair that you have to be 18. Sometimes rules will stay the same unless there's a reason to change it.
The Spinard Council didn't make the decision because they had anything against youth or because they wanted youth to be disinvolved in the community. Even if youth aren't welcome as voting members, they can attend meetings and provide feedback. The thing is, this doesn't happen on a regular basis. Ombudsman Hess says, in many respects, youth are a missing voice from the table of community councils.
I think back when I was 15, 16, 17 years old, I had a lot of ideas. And it seemed to me that adults, older people, really didn't care what I thought.
At the Anchorage Assembly meeting, where the topic of youth on community councils was discussed, many of those who didn't want youth as voting members recognized the need for youth opinions to be heard. And just as youth advocate Becky Judd says, the more you find your voice, the more you find your power. With the Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Chloe Chobel.
Thanks, Chloe. Interesting piece. If after hearing that, this seems like a discussion that you'd like to be part of, go to communitycouncils.org to find out which council you belong to and when and where they meet.
Next, we're going to have two young local musicians.
Yeah, part of our theme today includes people who struggle to reach their dreams.
Now introducing Josie and J-Dub with their song, Johanna.
Who are you? Where did you come from? Because you're alien to me. Like a UFO, all I want is to know, Johanna, could you love me? Johanna, 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 Johanna.
Yes, punchline on the beat, no way that you approaching me. I just hit the beat mark to eat this one up just like my groceries. Josie put me on, so now killing it. It's mandatory, I'm rapping while she's singing, so you experience every category. She dropped the gorgeous vocals, so don't hate, appreciate. Cause really this verse I'm laying is just icing on the cake. Watch me meditate, disintegrate, cause you haters have been a fake. I just hit the studio with J-Dub, then we collaborate.
Who are you? Where did you come from? Because you're alien to me. Yeah, yeah. Johanna, could you love me? Johanna, 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 Johanna. Johanna, Johanna, you stepped into my life. Explosion, explosion, every moment, every sight. Johanna. I'm infatuated, I'll admit, that's exactly what. Ring, ring, will you answer to me, Johanna? You haven't heard my footsteps on your porch. You don't know my heart burns like a torch. Johanna, I'm scared as hell, because I haven't even rung your doorbell. Like a UFO, all I want is know, Johanna, could you love me? Johanna, 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 Johanna. Like a UFO, all I want is to know, Johanna, could you love me? Johanna, Johanna.
Here's more from Josie and J-Dub with their other song, Nobody.
I just wanna say something, here we go. Yeah, nobody, nobody, nobody ever really cared. Nobody, nobody, nobody think this life is fair. Nobody, nobody would think about me around here. Nobody, nobody would look at a black man with no fear. I just wanna break borders from Asia to Dakota, Michigan and Minnesota, with these lines spit into this rusty recorder. I feel you from 10 light years, 10 light tears. It's better in the dumps than living around here. I remember walking and talking at school. I remember being sad and mad, being used like a tool. Did you ever stop? Did you ever? Did you think or reconsider how it is to be a loser? No. Oh.
You look so surprised to see me not cry. I fly when nobody was around. I fly when nobody was around, yeah.
Save my tears. Put them in a bottle. Euphoric, I write tonight. See who else follows. Look at Martin Luther King. Listen to the spirituals they used to sing. I'm free at last, I'm free at last. But there's still one more thing. I gotta make us equal, cause inside, you know we are the same.
Nobody should be left out. Nobody should feel that type of pain. I'm sick of all the drugs, yeah. I'm sick of all the kidnappings. I'm sick of all the fake thugs, yeah. I'm sick of all of the attacking. But who am I? I'm just rapping. Oh no, I'm doing more. I'm just making life better. Let's see what else is in store. Sing it.
You look so surprised to see me not cry. I fly when nobody was around.
Yeah.
I fly when nobody was around. Yeah.
You're listening to In Other News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage.
Thank you, guys. It was great of you to come in. If you are a fan of some of the music that you just heard, you can find both Josie and J-Dub on SoundCloud. But for now, Kendall Stormo has a few more songs for us.
Next, you'll hear Ready or Not by the Fugees and I Never Knew by Jesse Andrews.
Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want.
Now that I escape, sleep, walk, awake.
Yeah.
Those who correlate know the world they kick. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun in the ghetto, of course. When get the up and on their horse. Kick a rhyme, drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete for the deceased, but no, don't weep. Why Clef's in a state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again, a hooligan, only to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. I play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress if you don't smoke cess. Less, I must confess, my destiny's manifest. In some vortex and sweats, I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies with Borgie and Bess. Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness. Yes, bless you if you represent the fool. But I hex you with some witch's brew if you do do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy. Believe me, frontin' niggas give me heebie-jeebies. So why you imitating Al Capone? I be Nina Simone and defecating on your microphone. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you. And take it slowly. You can't run away from these styles I got. Oh, baby, hey, baby, 'cause I got a lot. Oh, yeah. And anywhere you go, my whole crew gonna know. Oh, baby, hey, baby, you can't hide from the bag. Oh, no.
Ready or not, refugees taking over. The Buffalo Soldier, dreadlock roster. On the 12th hour, fly by in my bomber. Crews run for cover, now they under pushing up flowers. Super fly, true lies, do or die. Toss me high, only puff fly with my boot from like high. I, refugee from Guantanamo Bay. Dance around the border like I'm Cassius Clay.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Yo, nobody.
Gonna find you. Slowly, ready or not, here I come, you can't hide.
Hey, yo, nobody move.
Gonna find you and make you want me. Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide.
You know the, you know.
Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide.
You just heard I Never Knew by Jesse Andrews, and before that, Ready or Not by the Fugees. We'll end the show with Everything is Everything by Lauryn Hill. That's all I have for today, and now back to Sam and Arena.
You're listening to In Other News on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage. Since this is In Other News, I'm guessing that at least a few of you are listeners. And if you have heard the show, you know that almost every month we have a question. We put a semi-random question on our website and on social media, then people can call in and give their answers. But this month, since we had a live show, we did it a little bit differently. We put up a live question in the lobby and had people give us their answers. Brian Connor read a few of them on stage. Here's the recording.
We did have a question in the lobby earlier. Hopefully you all got a chance to answer it. And you all wrote down your answers to, what is one thing you've always wanted to make work? So I'm just going to read a few of those. Would you like to pick?
Please. This one says my facial hair.
Connor, does your facial hair work?
Yeah, it does.
I don't see any. So this person wants to make work their non-existent career as a novelist. And yes, I still want to. I could and I can. There we go.
That's the spirit. Do it. Shoot for the stars, guys. This says my fudge. I don't know what that means. No comment.
I've always wanted to make my arms turn into wings. Well,
I don't get the purpose of wings if you can grab anything though, because then you're just, I don't know.
You can fly.
Yeah,
but how do you translate?
Wait,
like,
what's the purpose of flying? You can't pick anything up.
I think, you know what? Next answer.
This one says, my kids. Thanks, Dad.
My telephone. So I will stop feeling like my phone is smarter than me.
Travel with my family. Time / money. Cooperation.
Aww. We have been trying to make something to hear Santa with marbles and toys, but we don't have enough marbles or string. I feel like that one's pretty easily solvable.
Hey, actually.
Kanye and Kim's relationship. Don't forget Lil North.
My perpetual motion machine. Just perpetual motion.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Arena didn't get past the sixth grade.
Ooh, I had to drop out.
This one says, my brain, with less sleep. I trick myself in believing it will on those late nights. I'm not sure of the exact neurobiological processes that prevents brain function, I do know that I can't solve it by staying awake. Wow, that's gonna
true
be.
True that.
Gray understood it.
Ooh, deep. Humanity? Sometimes I still want to try. I couldn't because there are too many variables. Yeah, like 7 billion.
This says live interactive news that rates truthfulness and popularity of what's being said with links, especially for debates and presidential speeches.
Wow. Live interactive news. Everyone hear that? Live interactive news. All right. Thank you all for your interaction in our live news.
Wow, we got some really interesting responses.
Yeah. A few weeks ago, I got the opportunity to travel to the North Slope of Alaska. While I was up in Prudhoe Bay, I interviewed a few of the workers. You'll never hear someone say, "I'm from Dead Horse." It just isn't a place people live. It's a place where people work. People travel to Dead Horse from around the state, country, and world. They go there for anywhere from 2 weeks to 7 months, and they work. About 7 seconds after my feet hit the tarmac at the Dead Horse Airport, I was asked if I knew where I was. "You sure you got off at the right stop?" They don't ever get teenagers there. They get oil workers. When we walked from the hotel to the store, same experience. About 4 or 5 different people pulled over to the side of the road. "What are you doing here? You know there are bears in this area. You know this is Prudhoe Bay, right?" And it's because nobody walks. The streets are made for workers driving big, oversized trucks. We ate at the Dead Horse Hotel cafeteria. Imagine a school cafeteria with unlimited food and a bunch of tired oil workers trying to catch a few minutes of rest. We talked to some of them. Here's what they had to say.
"My name's Elliot Layton. I'm a welder up here for AIC.
This is Red Goodwin. I'm with CCI. I spend my summers in Alaska, and I spend my winters in the state of Washington.
I'm Stephen Camp. I'm from Big Lake, Alaska, and I'm a laborer for Con-Am Construction.
My name is Mariah, and I'm from Talkeetna, Alaska, and I work for Carlisle, and I operate the office. I work a two-on, two-off, and so when I come up to work, I work from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and sometimes when we're a little busy, I work past 6 p.m.
My first hitch, I'm doing 4 and 2.
I'm on a 3 and 3 now. I was on a 4 and 2.
2 weeks on, 2 weeks off.
6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
I'll work tonight till probably 10, 11 o'clock. Started 4:30 this morning.
Working all day, it depends. Some days it's crazy busy, your phone never stops ringing, and just crazy paperwork, and everybody's in a hurry to get their stuff. And that can get a little hectic and a little tiring, but some days it's kind of mellow, especially in the summer. So it's a give and take.
All are long hours, right? 14 straight days, 12 hours a day, minimum 12 hours. So they're long days, but you know what? You go home for 2 weeks and you get refreshed. The 8 to 5 is you never really have time off, right? Because Saturday, Sunday, you have 2 days and then you're right back at it again.
So how does your schedule like work with your family?
All my family lives in Alaska, so it actually makes it easier because I can travel to Kenai or Talkeetna or be in Anchorage for 3-4 days if I want to instead of just a quick weekend.
I don't know. I miss them a lot. I'll tell you that.
I only get to see them half the time, which is unfortunate. And gone a lot.
After we raised our family, I missed the lifestyle. I missed having 2 weeks off every month. So then things have worked out very well for me. I've gotten back into the oil field and been here since 2006.
I like it. I like it because when I'm here, I can just work, eat, sleep. And then when I'm home, I have all my time to just do whatever I want, travel. It's nice.
I personally like it. I'd rather work a bunch and get it over with than work 5 days a week every week of my life.
Love my job. Love the schedule. So that's why I'm here.
It's worth it. You gotta do what you gotta do to survive.
With the Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Sam Burnett.
Hi, I'm Francisco. I have some juicy events coming up soon, and I'm talking about really juicy. Juicy enough where you can just taste these events. But anyways, do you have any ideas for inventions that are so electric? Would you like to talk about them, work on them, or showcase them? The Lusac Library hosts an e-maker night the first Tuesday of every month. The next one is September 2nd from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's going to be electric. This is for all you teens out there. Do you need help with your homework? Teen Underground can help you with that math problem or that essay question. On the third floor of the Lusac Library, Teen Underground will help you every Wednesday and Thursday from 3:30 to 5:30. If you need to find the answer to that one problem, the answer is here. Shout out to all you teens who love to play the ukulele, or for those who would like to learn how to play. Every Friday at Guido's Pizza, Alaska Jumping Flea Society hosts a ukulele jam from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Bring your own ukulele. Seniors are welcome as well. Do you love Warhammer? Do you love Bosco's for hosting Warhammer every Wednesday night? The action lasts from 4:30 to 8 p.m. For more information on these battles, visit Bosco's.com. It'll be a blast. Are you tired of playing video games because you can't get past that one boss? The Salvation Army hosts organized sports every second Saturday of the month from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Kids 13 and up are able to join, and there's free nachos, too. Mmm, sounds so good right now. Makes me want to eat myself. Anyways, you'll beat that boss soon. Have you heard of the musical Les Miserables, or Les Miserables? It is one of the longest-running plays of all time, so it must be pretty good. It'll be at the Atwood Concert Hall, October 17th to the 26th. For more information, visit AnchorageConcerts.org. This is our last event. Calling all fair sirs and maidens, the France Equestrian Center hosts a jousting tournament full of action and catch-up. It all kicks off tomorrow at 10 a.m. There will also be a horse show, the displaying of breeds, and a showcase of the Equestrian Center's museum. And it all happens at the Alaska State Fair. For more information, visit alaskastatefair.org. That's all I got. I'm Francisco. See you next time.
Well, that's our show for today. It's been a blast. Thank you all for listening. We're celebrating 10 years of youth radio in Alaska. Find out more about how you can help us celebrate and be a supporter of the program at alaskateenmedia.org.
Big thanks to Spirit of Youth, the Alaska Division of Behavioral Health, the Alaska Humanities Forum, the Rasmussen Foundations, to all the supporters of this program and to anyone who donated to our Kickstarter. Thank you to the Anchorage Public Library for letting us use the Wilda Marston Theater. Special thanks to our amazing adult counterparts, Robert Stormo, Rosie Robards, Sheridan Fox, and Katie Pesnecker.
Thank you to all the youth who helped to make this show happen. Technical support by Wright Franklin and Michael Stormo, our reporter Chloe Chobel for producing her story on community councils, Beret Hirsch, Connor Crowley for being an amazing MC and for teaming up with me to make a story on Off the Chain Bicycle Collective, Kendall Stormo for bringing us some sweet tunes. We would like to give a special shout-out to our wonderfully perfect, hilarious, and professional host for the evening, the beautiful Sam Bernitz and Arena Filipenko. Oh, and I forgot to mention Francisco Martinez for doing events.
If you're a youth and would like to craft great radio stories as well, join at me. Find us online and listen to past stories at alaskateenmedia.org. While you're at it, remember to check out the KPASA Anchorage events page on Facebook. It's the juiciest site on the web, and it's chock full of information on local events.
Be sure to tune in at 4 p.m. Saturday, September 27th on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage for our next show. This has been In Other News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute, brought to you from KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage. Thanks for listening.
See you next month.
Yeah. philosophy, possibly speak tongues. Beat drums at the Cindy Young Street Baptist, Baptist and fine linen. From the beginning, my practice extending across the atlas. I begat this, flipping in together on the dirty mattress. You can't match this, rapper slash actress. More powerful than two Cleopatras. Bomb graffiti on the tomb of Nefertiti. MCs ain't ready to take it to the Serengeti. My rhymes is heavy, like the mind of Sister Betty. El Boogie spars with stars and constellations. Then came down for a little conversation. Adjacent to the king, fear no human being. Roll with cherubims to Nassau Coliseum. Now hear this mixture, where hip hop meets scripture. Develop a negative into a positive picture.
Now everything is everything.
Sometimes it seems
we'll touch that dream.
We'll touch that dream.
But things come slow and not at all.
They come slow, yeah.
And the ones on top,
the ones on top
won't make it stop.
So convinced that they might fall.
Let's love ourselves and we can't fail.
Everything is everything.
After winter,
after winter
comes spring.